probably not unexpected. But well done to Nick with his win over Andy Murray. Now, some concern around the globe that there is a shortage of beer in Moscow because of the World Cup, and they're expecting more vodka drinkers, and they haven't got enough beer. Wonder what the situation is like at Royal Ascot. Paul Banks, one of our favourite trainers, is there after day one activity, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. G'day, Paul.
Hey, how are you? Good morning. Okay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, Paul. Now, what was your day like at Royal Ascot? You're a veteran now. You know this inside out.
Absolutely. And I just started today like a man who couldn't lose. I got there and I basically I ran into the Queen on Sunday at the Queen's Cup Polo at Windsor. I noticed she was in blue. And I thought, this is a no-brainer today. We're just going to back the lemon for the hilt. I had 50 quid on it. Oh. Lo and behold, she wanders down the straight and lemon. At 4-1, knock yourselves out.
So you've backed it. You've started off unbelievably.
4-1, 50 quid.
That's an outstanding return. So you're playing with their money, Paul, from there.
Oh, yeah. And I just gave it all back. Just like a good convict, I just gave it all back. I just said, you can have the lot. There you go. Knock yourselves out.
Well, it's all part of the tourist economy.
It was a great day's racing. And it was Frankie Dettori's day.
Tell us what happened to Frankie.
Frankie rode three winners today. He had a cracking day. He let everyone know about it. That little man syndrome just kicked in. And he was doing more star jumps than you could see at a Fernwood Fitness Gym, I can tell you right now.
That's a lot of star jumps, Paul. That's a lot of star. Now,
it was a great day. We started with the Queen Anne Stakes, and Ancient Agent was the winner there. I've got the managing director with me, Lisa Banks. She only backs greys, and I said, well, who do you want? She said, Lord Glitter. It's the only grey in the race. And it's 20-odd to 1. We plunged that one. So the moon was a balloon for me. I just thought, oh, yeah, I can't go wrong. I've backed the Queen in lemon. I've got Lord Glitter at 20-1. This is just going to get better and better and better. And then, of course, it just deteriorated from there. I didn't stick with the Italian Stallion. It just deteriorated from there on in.
And, Paul, is it just all serious punting for you? Do you get a chance to socialise and just enjoy the surroundings?
Oh, socialise, my God. I went from box to box to box. It's just like, you know, when you got a little bit of little man syndrome, you just keep wandering. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. It was terrific. It was terrific. But the whole week is it's built on today. It starts today. And, of course, it was great to see Frankie Dettori take centre stage. James McDonald was our only real kind of Australian connection today. OTI had a couple of runners, but no luck, but they look pretty handy going forward. The King's Stand, it was a terrific race. I'm just trying to think, Lady Aurora, who won it last year by 3 lengths, it was kind of the favourite, but poor old Shape the Hornet won it. Poor bugger. Anyway, Blue Point won that one, but he's a competitive chap from the Middle East, so he's happier tonight. And look, just looking forward to the rest of the week.
Hey, Paul, can I ask you? I'm not sure how closely you watched it, but without Parole winning, it's seen as one of the up and coming stars of international racing. Really, it won overnight. How did you think it went?
Which one was that, sorry?
Without Parole.
Cracking. Unbelievable. Just jumped out of the ground. Absolutely jumped out of the ground. And Frankie, he just timed that one to perfection. Earlier on in the day, he was on a bit half a flashing favourite there, and he went a little bit too early, got pipped on the post. But it's an exciting horse, this Without Parole. And that was a double, too, for the trainer and Frankie together. It's an exciting animal, absolutely.
He took out the St. James Palace Stakes without parole. It's only a six-race card the first day of Ascot. Now, we're normally over here, Paul, we've got 9 and 10 races. There's plenty of time to get yourself amongst it. But is 6 races not enough?
It's 6 races every day. It's just like you get to the 6th and then you say, well, come on, I've got to get out of jail. Give me another 4 races.
that's only the start of the quaddie normally, race 6.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're just moving into the quaddie, you're warming up. You know, you're backed off the Pims, you're into a Cote Laurent from the back blocks of France somewhere. You're looking at a heavy kind of decent Shiraz from Heathcote or somewhere like that. But no. You've got to pack up your old troubles in the old kit bag. You get to have a bit of a sing-along out of the bandstand. We did that.
So what are they singing? What sort of songs out there, Paul?
Oh, well, you've got O Britannia, Go and Rule the World or whatever it is. There's a few of those Leo Sayer numbers. I won't sing.
I feel like dancing,
yeah. I could break it. The girls like it. We wandered off. We found a Stella Artois bar, of course. Indulged into a couple of, early evening refreshments. I've just been pushed out of a London cab now into another restaurant. But never mind, I will manage to do it.
Is this pretty much the routine for the rest of the week? To the races, then to the restaurant?
Absolutely structured to a hilt. Yeah, that's the way we're going to roll. We'll be back on Thursday and... I can tell you now, if the Queen's not wearing green tomorrow, I'll eat her hat.
Well, we don't want you to have to eat that, so let's get a message to Her Majesty and make sure there is a green lid on her when she gets to the track next time. Paul, always great to chat. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll hopefully touch base with you at some stage throughout the rest of the week.
Cheers, guys.
Good stuff.